AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Duke beats Michigan State to earn a spot in Monday night's men's NCAA National Championship game.
Duke withstood a torrid start from the Spartans and went on to an 81-61 win that moved the Blue Devils into the title game for the 11th time. The Spartans scored 14 points in the first 4 minutes on 5-of-7 shooting, including 4-for-4 from the arc. That's when Duke came alive, though. They limited the Spartans to 3-of-20 shooting the rest of the first half on the way to an 11-point halftime lead, and it built to as many as 20. Justice Wilson scored 19 for the 34-4 Blue Devils. Jahlil Okafor added 18. Denzel Valentine's 22 was topped for the 27-12 Spartans. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Duke will play the winner of the Kentucky-Wisconsin game about to get underway. Rain and storms that pushed through the South and Midwest left flooding in Kentucky and power out in Kansas. In Kentucky, Franklin County resident Katrinka Jenkins told WTQV-TV the flash flooding caught her off guard.
You know, I was just lost at words. I never thought it was going to hit me again. I just really did. You know, they always hollering flash floods. It'll come up in my bottom. But, I mean, this morning it just hit and hit bad.
160 people were rescued in Louisville. One woman in eastern Kentucky died after her car was swept away by rushing water. A convicted murderer who escaped from an eastern Illinois jail and spent nearly 3 days on the run has been arrested after police spotted him in Chicago. Kankakee County Sheriff Timothy Burkowski.
A chase of about 5 blocks ensued. He was caught and was found to have a loaded handgun in his possession.
The biannual Mormon conference is underway in Salt Lake City. Thousands of people are attending to get spiritual guidance and hear about church news. This is AP Radio News. Police say a melee involving dozens of people erupted at a casino at the Aqueduct Racetrack last night, where a bar opening devolved into a chair-flinging, glass-shattering fight. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
In video on the web, you can see hundreds of people scatter as punches and chairs are thrown and tables overturned at the grand opening of the new Fat Tuesday Daiquiri Bar at the resort's World Casino in Queens. Police say 3 people were arrested and an officer along with several other people were injured. Resorts World says it's enhancing security to ensure there's no repeat. Julie Walker, New York.
Bluebell Ice Cream is suspending operations at an Oklahoma plant that officials had previously connected to a foodborne illness that contributed to the deaths of 3 people. Bluebell says it's taking the step out of an abundance of caution, and it's voluntary. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.